From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Libya today, rebel fighters warned of a massacre in the western town of Misrata. To avoid disaster, they said, they would need more help from NATO. And NATO is feeling the pressure. From Berlin, NPR's Eric Westerveld reports that the Libya conflict dominated a foreign ministers' meeting today amid divisions over the effectiveness of efforts to protect civilians.
NATO foreign ministers here reiterated calls for Colonel Gaddafi and his regime to depart and said his forces must withdraw from cities under attack and allow unhindered humanitarian access to those cities. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen today said the alliance will continue to vigorously enforce the UN-mandated mission to protect Libya's civilians from Gaddafi, who Rasmussen called a brutal dictator.
We will not stand idly by and watch a discredited regime attack its own people with tanks, rockets, and snipers.
While Rasmussen and others spoke of NATO's unity of purpose and resolve, clear strains and divisions within the alliance surfaced this week. French and British leaders earlier expressed frustration and said NATO should be more aggressive and carry out more attacks on pro-Gaddafi forces. They've also said some NATO members should contribute more and have hinted they'd like the U.S. to take a bigger combat role. A French official here today said Paris is trying to get alliance members to support, quote, more robust, more efficient, and more rapid actions in Libya. After saying for weeks that NATO had the necessary military tools to carry out the mission, Secretary General Rasmussen today said the Supreme Allied Commander Europe asked ministers for more air assets to strike Gaddafi forces dug in among civilian areas.
To avoid civilian casualties, we need very sophisticated equipment. So we need a few more precision fighter ground attack aircraft for air-to-ground missions.
Rasmussen said he had no specific pledges or promises from NATO members for those aircraft, but had heard indications that he found promising. The U.S. says there are American A-10 tank buster aircraft and Spectre AC-130 gunships available and in place in southern Europe if NATO requests them. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.